Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday morning. And I think no rain this weekend, so that'll be
Wrong.
Oh, God, when?
Rain on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, still, we get
Great day today, partly sunny tomorrow, rain on Sunday.
Well, we need the rain. Every drop, Vinny.
There you go.
It's going to be great.
Sorry
to
help.
Try to just squeeze all your fun into Friday.
Didn't want to ruin your forecast. I just had checked it. And
nope, it's going to be sunny and 70 the rest of our lives. That's it. Right. good morning. It is, what time is it? 6:11 on a Friday morning. Have a great Friday.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Did someone just whisper spring forward to me?
Yes, we'll be springing forward this weekend, everyone.
Oh, man, Vinny, you're full of bad news today.
I just want to remind everyone that today's the day that I'll
It's going to rain and you're going to lose an hour.
Yep. Sunday's going to suck.
In every way. Sundays are tough days no matter what. And now we get to go to bed an hour earlier and we won't fall asleep until our regular time. And you get up an hour earlier and we'll be exhausted on Monday. But as you were mentioning, this might be the last time we do this.
We'll see. You know, this isn't the first time I've seen that story that is. There's maybe a this will be the last. I've heard that before. So,
yeah, it seems like right around the time changes every year, you know, you hear about some legislation that's been introduced. Someone is sick of doing this.
I'm down to lock it in just because I like a schedule, you know, for this job. Schedules help a lot.
Well, and for kids, that was always, I used to bitch about it because it was really difficult. When you were used, you had your kids in a thing, and they were asleep at 7:30, and then all of a sudden the time changed, and now everything's wonky. I don't like it.
Right.
This look at the celebrity trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. God, what can't you find there? You'll find our happy hour on there tonight at 5 o'clock. That's very exciting. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we go live on there. You can find all the info on videos and stories that we've reported. In fact, Bryn, I think you put up a bunch of links for me. Have you already put those up, or are we going to put them up when I do the stories? Are you there?
Hear me. That's right. You can't hear me.
Yeah,
I was posting. I was just posting the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I was finishing up the post with the AA meeting groups, but. Yes, those movie trailers are up.
Okay, great. So I'm going to mention those at 7 o'clock, and we've got a whole new world of fun things for you to look at on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Oh, so exciting. My God. New fantastic point. Do you know that we can still hear you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I was waiting for
you. I just didn't know if you thought you'd turned your mic back
off. I usually provide
off.
The background music, you know. In this case, I was using my mouth.
Is your stuff not working? Happy Friday, mother fathers. Prince William is going to lead us off. This royal family is in quite a tizzy. There's such and such. And the this and that. Well, what has that woman said about us now? That woman! Who has broken apart our royal family. The royal family is very much in damage control mode. Yesterday, a reporter caught up with Prince William. I don't know, on the street. I'm not sure where you catch up with Prince William. Outside Toad Hollow Cottage or wherever the hell they live. Those people, the future king. and said, hey, have you talked to your mom yet? Have you, or your grandmom? Or your brother? Or
just
have you?
Your mom, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I think
sorry about his
like...
mom. It's tough,
no,
you know. Maybe they caught up with him in the graveyard and he was talking with his mom, you know. anyway, he was asked, have you spoken to Harry? And his answer was no. Nope. But I'm gonna. He didn't say gonna because they don't say that. Oh, I fully intend to. The reporter asked, point blank, is your family racist? Is your family racist? And he said, we are very much not a racist family. That's like, oh. Mm-hmm.
So there's that. They're very much not a racist family. A source tells the New York Post that William and Harry have opened communication channels. But I don't know what that means, really. I mean, aren't all our communications channels open pretty much at all time these days? What did they just get?
Not unless you say to someone, never contact me again. So maybe that's their references.
We haven't gone that far.
Right.
Don't talk to me at all. I'm a huge fan. Don't talk to anyone I know at all. And tell everybody, never talk to anyone that anyone knows.
I feel that.
Don't talk to themselves.
Don't talk ever again.
So they didn't say that to each other means the communication is open.
They've opened communications channels. No. Mm.
He texted me, hi. And that's there you go.
How's it? Yeah, that's got to be strained. It seems like Harry and his dad really not doing well, and so Harry and his brother, you know, future king. Look, William's in a tough spot. You know, his family's racist. He says they're not. He's gonna be the king. He's got to toe that line, but he's also got this brother whom I'm sure he adores. I don't know who he adores. So anyway, you know, Sharon Osbourne was making some noise about the whole Piers Morgan thing, and I'm not sure if she and he are friends, but you asked about that. Do you have those quotes ready?
Hold on. So I asked about it because Gina Yashere, this comedian that I follow Instagram, posted it and had a pretty scathing review of her comments.
Ooh, tell me.
But of course, well, no, I don't want to, because what I saw was an opportunity for Sarah to do her Sharon Osbourne impression. So I didn't even.
Oh, so what you're saying is you wanted me to do the Sharon quotes.
Well, I was thinking you'd already seen it. I didn't know if you had. I hadn't had time to really read the whole thing.
I see.
So I just sort of went.
Sarah, I sent it to you, our Google chats.
Right. Hold
on. Just in case. I care about the little people.
That's who I care about as well. Sharon, oh, that's right. That's me talking. Sorry.
Who will I step on if little people aren't beneath my feet?
Yeah. Right. I care about them
dirty.
Being there.
Right.
Some of the quotes are, she's just digging a hole for herself. It's not that.
She says, did I like everything he said? Did I agree with what he said? No. But because it's his opinion, it's not my opinion. I support him for his freedom of speech, and he's my friend. Oh, they are friends. She says, I'm not racist. I don't care what color or religion anyone is. Are you a nice person? That's what I judge you on. I guess a co-host there on the show. What is she on, The Talk? She's on The Talk, right?
She was on The Talk. Yeah, let me check.
Oh, is she not on The Talk?
Well, I don't know. That's the last I've heard.
Cheryl Underwood said, what would you say to people who may feel that while you're standing by your friend, it appears you gave validation or safe haven to something that he has uttered that is racist, even if you don't agree? And then she teared up. It's not fair that I'm accused of racism for defending him. Hard for the English to cry. I very much feel like I'm about to be put in the electric chair because I have a friend who many people think is a racist, so that makes me a racist. What does it gotta do with me?
Sharon!
Ozzy, I'll be right there. Ozzy? Anyway. There you go, Vinny. I didn't realize you liked my Sharon. Then from now on, I'll lead with my Sharon Osbourne.
I don't know what her deal is. I didn't get to see the quotes or hear. I didn't even know who she was defending, but I know Gina did not approve.
What? So what did Gina say about it?
I don't have it. Oh, hold on. I can.
Well, Gina, as a black woman, we need to hear her opinions about this.
Let me see.
Because, quite frankly, I don't want to be outraged on behalf of anyone else, but it does seem like there are a bunch of racists over there. Like, to ask how dark the baby is, that's fairly shocking. Because what are you going to do if it's really dark? Like, is it going to be okay if it's light skin? Like, that's why? What?
I can't say all the words that she wrote, but she says, my view on this latest example of white woman tears, this vid of Sharon Osbourne gaslighting her friend on TV in defense of that pug-faced, can't say this word, is nothing short of a disgrace. Black women have had, black women have to educate you while coddling you too?
Yes.
when we are the ones who are at the receiving end of this everyday assault on our psyches. Get all the way the bleep out of here,
yeah.
She writes.
In a few things I've read since, you know, I sort of had my eyes open to the systemic racism that we're all a part of, the white woman tear is a thing. Don't cry your white women tears in front of people of color. Like, they don't want to have to also make you feel better, and they don't want you to. Don't do it. Like, it's almost the most insulting thing you can do. Sharon, don't do it.
She already made a public apology. It's really long on Twitter.
Oh, well, I probably need to read that in my
here's
Sharon
just the
voice.
Snippet is basically, she says, I panicked.
I'm sorry. You're going to need to do that in your Sharon Osbourne.
No, go. Oh, God. No.
Player the music.
No. I can't do a British accent.
You can. Just give it a try.
I can't do it on the spot,
you
actually.
You can try. We'll all be very quiet while you struggle through it. Go.
Thank you.
Take your time.
Sorry, I'm cracking up. I can't do it on the spot, but... I can't do it. I'm sorry.
You can. Oh my God. Nicole, you have to start trying to do things. You want to play
try.
With us. You
I
have
will,
to play
I can't
the way
it.
We want you to.
Like,
you can.
Don't perform like that.
Just put your actor's face on and let's hear.
We all try and fail here and there.
We all try and fail. I try and fail
Get
all
up
morning.
There and swing. That's what
Come
we
on,
need
do
to
it.
See.
Well, I always strike out.
That's okay. Go ahead
it's fine. Someday you're going to catch one.
I've said this. Sarah can back me up. I've said this forever. All we need is for people to try. Do your best. That's all.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Try. Failing is okay.
And we're gonna, you know what? We're going to be quiet. We'll mute our mics.
Oh, God.
And you
all
just
right.
go.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. I'm by myself. So basically, she went, I panicked, felt blindsided, got defensive, and allowed my fear and horror of being accused of being racist take over. There we go. There you go, Sarah.
It was terrible, but
yeah,
points,
exactly.
total
See?
Points for trying. You know what, awful. Though? You did it. You played along. You played the game.
There
Enough of
go.
This I can't do it stuff. I'm not, I don't want to hear
right
that anymore.
Finally, Nicole.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. God.
Even Vinny about. Does his English accent when he has to.
Does
and
he?
His Terminator accent. Come on, man.
I've never heard the British
Terminator
one.
Great.
Oh, he's done some British ones. I'll see if I can find something for Vinny.
You don't need
today.
To find anything right now.
Hey, does anybody here watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
I did, and then I fell off of it.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of that. And look, it's been in and out of the news all these first 17 years, and still no one knows if it's ending or not. They are actually saying on the people on the show, which when I read that, I'm like, God, I thought that show must have ended 10 years ago and that people just still watched it or something. No, it's been running for 17 seasons. So when it ends, you'd think there'd be tons of fanfare, like we're ending. This is it. The final episode of the final season. So if this is the last season, no one knows it's ending. The person who runs the show says, I'm planning a final episode that could function as either a season finale or a series finale. I'm planning for both contingencies, and it's hard. It's not ideal. It's not where I wish we were. ABC and Disney have been in renewal talks with the show for months. So maybe... there'll be a season 18. Maybe.
It seems to have outlived a lot of shows, quietly outlived a lot of shows. I wonder if they haven't thrown a lot of, this is probably our last season parties, and then they all show back up the next year for the show and go, I give up. We can't, this thing's never going to get canceled. We might right? as well stop doing that.
So there must be enough people watching. I mean, this is a regular network show. Like, there must be enough people watching it that it there's a question as to whether or not it stays alive.
I think it got popular again because of Netflix and all.
Oh, like you could go back and watch all the old ones?
Mm-hmm. Because that's when I started, but then I slowly just start to fall. Like, it was just too much.
So you got sucked into it. You started at the beginning and got sucked in. And
yeah,
then...
I think I fell off of like season four. So not, I didn't get too far, but it's a lot.
You know, that is the thing with shows that hit Netflix or whatever streaming service and they have 10 seasons. Like, they've got to be pretty GD good for you to, because that really is a commitment. Like, I don't know how many, what are they doing, 20 episodes a year, 26 episodes? I have no idea.
And they're an hour long.
Hundreds of episodes. Yeah. It's got to, there's a lot of other stuff. You get bored with things, and then, I mean, as you know, our attention span's already minuscule. I'm powering through Bosch still. We were thinking about giving it up, but it got really good. I think we're just about done with
the stories are great. So quite honestly, if they don't do a good job with them, that's on the people who make the TV show. Because the books are really good.
Did you say you'd watch them? You didn't like them because they were a little too mixed up. They
I started it in the first season. They used like three books up in one season. And I was sort of...
Simultaneously, too. Yeah. It wasn't like they solved three separate things.
It just felt like that was... But anyway, I will get back to it because I really like that character. And I love... If you're into reading books, is it Rachel Ballard or Rochelle? I can't remember because I haven't read one in a bit. But the new character that he brings on that ends up sort of crossing paths with Bosch, Ballard is her last name. They cross paths and then they start working together and it becomes a neat little sort of, not father-daughter, but kinda.
But you feel like she's sort of the handoff on this thing.
She's definitely the handoff. She's a great character and it's really, really those books are great too.
Bryn just said Renee Ballard.
Renee Ballard, thank you.
All right. So anyway, I am completely out of time now. Sharon Osbourne is I would like to applaud your attempt at that. Nicole, good way to step in there.
Thanks.
And give it a try. You work on it. You'll get there.
Okay.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Apparently.
Yes.
Our new president wants to make sure Sarah's 4th of July plans happen and more after these.
Woo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.